Avez-vous connu l'enlaire dont nous pleurons le trépas?
Avez-vous connu l'enlaire dont nous pleurons le trépas?
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musician Spotlight. Our guest today is Levant Dunois.
De pareil, on n'en voit pas.
À peine était-il au monde qu'au lieu de gens de crier, il s'en allait à la ronde chanter dans tous les quartiers. Pas de faire l'enlaire,
l'enlaire,
à ce point qu'on l'appela l'enlaire. L'enlaire, l'enlaire, va te faire l'enlaire, va te faire l'enlaire.
Va te faire l'enlaire, va te faire l'enlaire.
On l'a mis dans un collège pour apprendre le latin.
On l'a mis dans un collège pour apprendre le latin.
Il faisait le sacrilège, il fumait du libertin.
Il faisait le sacrilège, il fumait du libertin.
Et quand le maître sévère le condamnait au pain sec, sa nourriture ordinaire, il lui répondait en grec. Va te faire l'enlaire,
l'enlaire.
Il ne savait que cela, l'enlaire, l'enlaire, l'enlaire. Va te faire l'enlaire, va te faire l'enlaire.
Va te faire l'enlaire, va te faire l'enlaire.
Être soldat, c'est trop frugal.
On lui dit, va-t'en ou reste. Être soldat, c'est trop frugal.
Médecin, t'es trop modeste. Commerçant, t'es trop loyal.
Médecin, t'es trop modeste. Commerçant, t'es trop loyal.
Tu veux donc être notaire, mais la charge est lourde à payer. Puisque tu ne sais rien faire, sois avocat ou boursier. Va te faire l'enlaire,
l'enlaire.
Le diable a passé par là. L'enlaire, l'enlaire, l'enlaire. Va te faire l'enlaire, va te faire l'enlaire.
Va te faire l'enlaire, va te faire l'enlaire.
Que dans les plaisirs permis,
il ne plaçait la sagesse que dans les plaisirs permis.
Changeant souvent de maîtresse, mais ne changeant jamais d'amis.
Changeant souvent de maîtresse, mais changeant jamais d'amis.
On voulut lui faire prendre femme, elle m'avait grosse dot. Oui, dit-il, j'ai créé me vendre et demain le premier sol pour me faire l'enlaire.
L'enlaire.
L'enlaire, l'enlaire, l'enlaire. Va te faire l'enlaire, va te faire l'enlaire.
Va te faire l'enlaire, va te faire l'enlaire.
Il ne fit rien dans sa vie pour ne pas faire le mal.
Il ne fit rien dans sa vie pour ne pas faire le mal.
Il fut pauvre sans envie, il vécut au sol natal.
Il fut pauvre sans envie, il vécut au sol natal.
Il resta célibataire et même il n'eut pas d'enfant. Si tu crois trouver sur terre beaucoup de ses descendants, va te faire l'enlaire,
l'enlaire.
On n'en fait plus de cela. L'enlaire, l'enlaire, l'enlaire. Va te faire l'enlaire, va te faire l'enlaire.
Va te faire l'enlaire, va te faire l'enlaire.
Hello, this is John Floridis. Welcome to Musician Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome Rejane and Olivier from Levant Dunois. Very glad to have you on the show. Welcome.
It's a great pleasure to be back in Montana for our third time, in fact. Yeah.
Yes, third time. Yes. Hello, everybody.
Great to have you on the program. We were going to tell listeners that we are doing this interview backstage at the Hamilton Performing Arts Center in Hamilton as part of the Bitterroot Performing Arts series. And we are recording this in now getting towards a little bit later part of March 2014. Le Vent du Nord is a very much acclaimed group of musicians, originally from the Quebec area of Canada, multiple Juno Award winner, Canadian Folk Music Award winner, and Artist of the Year winner from the North American Folk Alliance. They have released 7 recordings, and we're going to be finding out more about them as musicians as well as their career. And very much, it seems like one can't even begin to approach your music and what you do as musicians without talking about the history of the music that you perform and take out into the world. So maybe start with some of the more traditional aspects of the music and how this music developed.
Of course, to start to give an idea of what is our folk music in Quebec, maybe it would be nice to start with to say it's Celtic influenced music. With of course because we speak French, so we sing in French and we play. The music is very similar to Celtic music because historically the Irish came and both were Catholics, French and Irish. And we were both also against the Britannic people.
And poor
at the same time. So it was the kind of a class of workers. It was, and we were getting along together quite easily. And that's why it blended really easily with French songs and Celtic music.
Of course, it became something else. Right now, it's what we call that Quebecois folk music, Quebecois traditional music. And it became already at the beginning because people from France were from different parts of France and were already sharing and different kinds of tradition. And that from the start, it became already something very different. Of course, with a couple of 100 years, it became really something unique in Quebec. The call and response, it's very the most famous way to sing in Quebec. So it was really used in the lumberjack camps and the families too. So there's one caller and everybody else answer, and it can be a big group of people. And so we can sing the social aspect of life. We can sing love. We can sing joy. We can sing quest, we can sing funny things, lying songs. Sometimes a lot of songs are very funny. Lots of songs are very deep and hard to say. I lost a son at war, and it's themes that will go again and again, and it will never be out of range for modern people, so
in every languages, it's sometimes people say, oh, it's old music. Yeah, but it talks about the same thing, these days than 50 or 100 or few hundred years ago.
I have to ask, lying songs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me about lying songs.
It can be like I went at the wedding on the back of a rabbit. On the way, I crossed a fox who was chatting with a bumblebee. It's fables, but it makes sense for us. It's a unique thing,
Barbe Pelon, dit la sorcière, fut torturée au fond du cachot.
Barbe Pelon, dit la sorcière, fut torturée au fond du cachot.
Elle envoya de son bûcher un dernier sort sur les gens du château. Ainsi promis de la princesse, le chevalier si tendre et aimant.
Ainsi promis de la princesse, le chevalier si tendre et aimant.
Sous la grande halle de la cathédrale, soudainement fut emmuré vivant. Au cœur du ventre de l'antre, l'homme criant du fond des cryptes pour que les pierres le libèrent et nous racontent le temps des mythes. Le temps
en pensant, le sort aussi l'homme était transformé en bête.
Tout en pensant, le sort aussi l'homme était transformé en bête.
Emprisonné dessous la ville, un feu brûlait tout au fond de son air. Jusqu'au passage du souterrain, toute gargouille vomissait de l'eau.
Jusqu'au passage du souterrain, toute gargouille vomissait de l'eau.
Abreuvant ainsi l'animal qui chaque jour était de plus en plus gros,
était de plus en plus gros. Au cœur du ventre de l'âme, l'âme criant du fond des cryptes pour que les pierres le libèrent et nous racontent
le temps des mots. Quand du clocher, les carillons sonneraient 13 coups du même temps.
Quand du clocher, les carillons sonneraient 13 coups du même temps.
Réveillant gisant et dragon, dansaient les carillonneurs du grand Satan. La terre bougeant pendant la guerre, laissant entrer espoir et lumière.
La terre bougeant pendant la guerre, laissant entrer espoir et lumière.
Alors la bête brisant ses chaînes, se libérant enfin de son enfer. De son enfer.
Au cœur du ventre de l'âme, l'homme criant du fond des cryptes pour que les pierres le libèrent et nous racontent
le temps des mille. Et la princesse triste et donnante sur la grande tour du château de Chimay.
Et la princesse triste et donnante sur la grande tour du château de Chimay.
Garde son corps pour un crapaud, mais un dragon volant s'y présentait. La bête surgit cherchant l'aimé, de sa prison s'était extirpée.
La bête surgit cherchant l'aimé, de sa prison s'était extirpée.
Le sang et lui sont envolés, les amoureux ils se sont embrasés, ils se sont embrasés.
Au cœur du ventre de l'âme, l'homme criant du fond des cryptes pour que les pierres le libèrent et nous raconte
le temps des mythes.
One of the first descriptions I came across from your bio in describing the music of Le Vent du Nord was that it captures the energy and mirth of a Saturday night kitchen party. For those of us who are uninitiated, can you explain what a kitchen party is and how that fits into the music?
But you know, traditionally, the biggest, you know, room of the house was the kitchen, because there was big families at that time,
up to 20 children.
Yeah, 15, 12, 10 children. So it needed to be big, that room. So the people were standing or sitting there, and to have music for Christmas holidays and what, you know, family reunions. And when they were doing that music there, so it became, the name is from there, you know, because it was played in the kitchen, and they were also dancing in that same kitchen. And there's a funny story about the foot tapping, our traditional percussion, that was, you know, the fiddle player was sitting on the top of the table, sitting down on a chair, and he was doing that rhythm with his foot. That is really particular from Quebec. There's nowhere in the world that they're using their feet like that. It's a very simple rhythm, but at the same time, it's a really
trance
and hypnotic kind of rhythm. Like you just get into it and you want to move, you know. So and it because you know, at that time they didn't add any sound system, so it needed to be quite loud to make dance all the people around the table or, you know, close to the table. Yeah.
We still meet in the kitchen. The parties are still in the kitchen. Even the kitchen now is the smallest room in the house. People just throw themselves in the kitchen to have a chat and a party instead of the living room. It's stayed in the genes of what we are as Quebecers.
This is John Floridus. You're listening to Musician Spotlight. We're speaking today with Rajan and Olivier from Le Vent du Nord. Can you talk a little bit more about the instruments? Because I know there are a couple, at least a couple instruments that are featured in your band that our listeners might hear and think, I think I know what that is, but I'm not quite sure. Yeah. So you mentioned the foot tapping, which is a fantastic, fantastic part of the whole presentation. Yeah. But to talk a little bit more about some of the instruments.
Of course, there is a fiddle, guitar, bouzouki. Bouzouki, it's like a big mandolin. It's used a lot in Irish folk music.
So I was going to say, it's not the Greek instrument.
It's from there, but the Irish have been using it for maybe 30 years now. Mm-hmm. Not that long, you know. But it's a quite new instrument in Quebec. And of course, what else? Accordion, and we all sing. There's the piano. And what is our particularity in the sound and in the show? It's that funny instrument called hurdy-gurdy. So it's like a wheel fiddle. It's you have to see it or find it on the internet, hurdy-gurdy.
It's like a fiddle with a wheel who wraps the strings as a circular bow. And instead of playing the fingers on the string to change the melody, there's a little keyboard with a little piece of wood who will cut the string like will replace the finger. You know, so it's one of the probably the first keyboard instrument in the history more than 1,000 years. So it's a pretty neat instrument, and it sounds like with drones, like a bagpipe, but it's a string instrument, and it's very unique.
Chanter chansons de métier, joueurs de tour et tournant.
On va vous chanter chansons de métier.
En premier, il faut avoir le tour, chantourner comme un artisan.
En premier, il faut avoir le tour. Tour à tour, tour, nous, tour, tour à bois, tour de chant.
Ding, ta, ding, ta, ding, dam, ding, dam, ding, dam, ding, dam, ding,
dam, ding, dam, ding.
Et fixer les ponches de bois franc au cœur de tant de belles années.
Et fixer les ponches de bois franc.
Troisièmement, tout en tournant la pièce, faut guider le couteau. Et
troisièmement, tout en tournant la pièce, tour à tour, 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 tour à bois et tour de champ.
Ding ta ding ta ding ta ding ding ta ding ta ding ta
ding.
Modeler les bennes à la bédane, modes anciens, anciennes.
Modeler les bennes à la bédane.
Finesse et fini, ça se raffine, un peu de brandy, de paraffine.
Finesse et fini, ça se raffine. Tour à tour, 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 tour à bois et tour de chant.
Bintagda, bintagdam, bintagdam,
bintagdam, bintagdam.
Forger à son tour le chant du bois, sonne et résonne les tambours.
Forger à son tour le chant du bois.
Écoutez la chanson des tourneurs, tourneurs de balles qui font chanter.
Écoutez la chanson des tourneurs, tour à tour, tourneau, tour, tour à bois et tour de chant.
Tant, 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 tant.
One of the things I wanted to ask was, obviously, most of the lyrics that I know of the group are in French. When you're playing to audiences in the States or to English-speaking language English language speaking audiences. Do you find that that can be a barrier? And if so, how do you? You're both shaking your heads. So how do you get around that and make it accessible? I sometimes kind of enjoy listening to music from different languages and kind of let my imagination go where it goes, and then it's kind of fun to hear what they're actually saying as well too. Yeah. So I can enjoy it on a couple different levels, but I just wondered what most folks feel about it.
We often, and during the show, we are translating some of the songs to just give an idea of what we are talking about. And for that type of music, I think people that listen to folk music will like folk, you know, American folk music. They will like Irish folk music. They will like Swedish or whatever folk music. It's very interesting, and that kind of people are really open. And I think our music is full of history. Even the people that never heard us before will hear that and say, oh, you know, it sounds like a long time ago. It sounds like there is something, you know, even if I can't understand what they're singing about, I can feel the deepness of the meaning of the songs, and, you know, it's coming from.
And we want to bring the audience in a total immersion for 2 hours, an experience of Quebec. In the sense of humor, the way we tease each other between us in the show, the way we tease the audience too. We are really like that in Quebec. We are picking on the other, and it's part of the joy of living, and we want to create this total aspect, not just a musical show, a humor show, a history show. We tell some aspect of our history that are important for us, because for us, we want to create our own country in Quebec. So we talk about that to make people understand that, okay, they're not just a bunch of French people speaking in French. They're like 7 million, and there's a full society who live differently, who have a star system, who have a, you know, everything.
Different food, different, you know, culture, everything is different.
And we talk about that in the show.
Yeah, we do talk about that. And we bring sometimes old stories about patriots and this and that too, you know, to bring it these days to say, you know, what we want for tomorrow, what we want for the future. And we're putting our dreams in our lyrics and our...
Because for us, this show that we're rolling for since a year, for maybe another year, it's called Tromper le Temps, Fooling Time. And it reflects exactly what we are right now as band members and as Quebecers in a transition point.
Of course, we are history lovers. We are our Quebecois music lovers. Old songs that have been sang by older people, or songs that are well known in our culture. But what we bring on stage, it's not that. I mean, we do it a very contemporary way. A lot of our vocal harmonies, it was not sang like that in the old days, and old singers were not always on tune, and old fiddle players were not always playing on the right rhythm, or sometimes putting a few more beats or a few bars more. So we're taking that and bringing it on stage and try to, you know, to bring it as we want to, of course, and also to make it beautiful. See,
and of course, the whole meaning of modernity is we put that show on the road. You know, back then the fiddler was entertaining the family or the village, and the importance was unconscious. Now we are touring to express to everybody that we exist. You know, so it's different. The way to tap is more bit aggressive, not aggressive, but more
into the face.
Yeah. And the way we play is really, we take from the past, but we put it as a show to make it pass to the audience, of course, because we love this tradition and we want to preserve it with adding a little bit of spice into it.
Yeah.
C'est l'histoire d'un diable sortant tout droit des flammes, promettant au fermier de lui laisser son âme.
Promettant au fermier de lui laisser son âme.
S'ils partageaient ensemble le fruit de la moisson, à chacun sa moitié, c'est une obligation.
À chacun sa moitié, c'est une obligation.
Le diable choisit, pour que l'entente soit bonne, de garder ce qu'il reste sur la terre à l'automne.
De garder ce qu'il reste sur la terre à l'automne.
Le fermier accepta et planta des panais, des patates, des carottes, véritable navet.
Des patates, des carottes, véritable navet.
Ho, oh, oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, qui céderait pour un rien. Ho, oh, oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, les richesses de ces terres. Oh, 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 du diable ou de l'homme. Oh, 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 à qui la bonne affaire. Quand arriva le temps d'échanger le butin, le diable en maudit, ne lui restait plus rien.
Le diable en maudit, ne lui restait plus rien.
Dit alors au fermier, pour changer l'an prochain, prenez donc à votre tour ce qui pousse sur le terrain.
Prenez donc à votre tour ce qui pousse sur le terrain.
Le fermier accepta et plante cette fois des tomates, des courgettes, des melons et des pois.
Des tomates, des courgettes, des melons et des pois.
Le diable récolte, rapaillant le néant, retourne vers Satan, le fermier triomphant.
Retourne vers Satan.
Son avenir, oh oh oh, sans connaître le marché, oh oh oh, qui voudrait fractionner, oh oh oh, la terre de sous ses pieds. Le diable revint, respectant sa parole, de l'eau, du gaz, du fer, il viderait le sol.
De l'eau, du gaz, du fer, il viderait le sol.
Alors à la surface, qu'allait-il bien pousser, l'eau souillée et les fuites de gaz empoisonné. Les ressources dépouillées, il s'était enrichi, laissant que du béton, le diable partit. La terre fragilisée, comme ce Québécois condamné à bouillir l'eau que son enfant boit. Précieuses énergies, oh oh oh, les anges du Paris.
I had to say before we wrap this interview up that on Montana Public Radio, and actually on public radio in general, we talk about driveway moments. Driveway moments being where you as a listener have to stop in your driveway before you go into your house because you have to hear what's finished. Yeah. And I have to tell you that I think it was a couple of years ago I had a pull off the side of the road moment hearing the band performing on Prairie Home Companion. Mm-hmm. And there was something familiar about the music and yet something different. And I was totally transfixed and I had to pull off to the side of the road and hear the tune finish. So all the more delighted to get a chance to speak to you guys and have you on the program. So thanks very much for making time for being a guest on the show. I want to make sure folks know where to go to find out more information about the group. Levendunur.com. I'm going to spell it for our listeners, LEVENTDUNORD, LevendDunur.com. And we'll have that information on our website as well. I know you also have a presence on Facebook and all the rest of the stuff, YouTube, lots of great videos there. Thank you so much for being a guest on Musician Spotlight. It's been a pleasure talking shop with you guys.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musician Spotlight. Our guest today has been Levendunur. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, You can also contact us through our own website, musicianspotlight.org, as well as through Facebook. Our program is now available as a podcast from those websites as well as from iTunes. Musician Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.